This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. UN inspectors are now in the third week of daily surprise visits to Iraqi industrial, military, and scientific facilities in their search for evidence of banned weapons. Today, they headed for several different locations. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
Today's destinations include a military industrial plant in a Baghdad suburb, an antibiotics factory, a missile test site, and a former uranium enrichment facility. Inspectors continue to step up their pace. From 2 to 3 sites a day, they're now hitting as many as 13. So far, they've covered a wide range of installations representing all the major weapons programs Iraq had underway in the 1990s. Iraq insists it no longer has banned weapons programs. And apart from an angry outburst about the unannounced search of one of Saddam Hussein's palaces, the Iraqis have been cooperating. The UN teams fan out every morning. From an initial group of 17, there are now more than 70 weapons experts in country, and the number's expected to rise to about 100 by the new year. The teams split up, heading in various directions. They often take deliberately circuitous routes, hoping to keep the Iraqis in the dark until they arrive at their final destinations. On one occasion, however, they did get lost and had to ask directions, tipping off the Iraqis in advance as to their goal. They've been received politely. There's apparently a blanket order to all facilities to open the doors when the inspectors arrive. There have been none of the delays and stalling tactics that marked inspections in the 90s. The inspectors have been focusing on 900 previously declared sites. These are places where Iraq has conducted weapons work in the past, or places where Iraq has documented so-called dual-use capabilities. These are plants or labs that could be turned from civilian purposes to weapons-related work. This includes everything from vaccine labs to breweries and dairies where they're fermenting machines. Inspectors have made multiple visits to the Al-Tuwaitha nuclear facility, which was Iraq's major nuclear research center. Many of the 100 or so buildings were destroyed in U.S. bombing during the 91 Gulf War. Inspectors have been checking for any signs of revived activity. With the exception of the Ebon Sin Company, where inspectors confirmed they found no evidence of weapons work, they've not released their findings. Water, air, and soil samples are still being analyzed. The inspectors have until January 25th to make their initial report to the Security Council. The inspectors have the power to fly Iraqi scientists and their families outside of Iraq for questioning, but they have not yet exercised that power. Iraq has yet to supply an updated list of scientists involved in weapons-related work. This is required by the UN. But the inspectors haven't pressed the issue yet because they say they're first waiting for more intelligence from the US and Britain. So far, the UN inspectors have received only 1 of 8 helicopters, which will greatly enhance their ability to make surprise visits. The UN inspection organization is flush with money. It's been allocated a percentage of Iraq's oil sales. But inspectors say the delivery of the rest of the helicopters has been held up as the UN organization puts out contracts for competitive bids. Anne Garrels, NPR News in Baghdad.